Special K in the Rev Elvin Cake Studios this morning, performing at the Arlington Improv this weekend. What's up, K?
Man, what's going on, Tom?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm listening to you. Now I'm listening to y'all talk about the cussing toddler.
Yeah.
And I hate to be the one to kind of like bring this thing back to reality.
Uh-huh. What?
But see, I'm from the hood, man.
Uh-huh.
I came up in Section 8. So let me tell you something. Cussing babies ain't nothing new to me. Anybody out there who live in the projects, you know that cussing babies, ghetto babies are different from regular suburban babies. Now, y'all judging this baby by suburban baby standards. And what you don't understand, if you ain't from the hood,
yeah,
ghetto babies do ghetto things. You think you just start off being ratchet at 23? That ratchetness starts when you like 2 or 3. How many times you done been over one of your ghetto friends' house and they bring their baby downstairs to dance for you?
Right.
You know, come on, Shay, come on down here. Show them how you know how to drop it like it's hot. Show them that. I know a girl, she had a little baby. This baby knew how to bag up crack rocks. He knew how to cut up reefer. He knew how to cut up weed, put it in the bag.
How old?
He was 5. He got hit by an ice cream truck when he was 4, because ghetto babies is tough. They tough because they come up hard. He got hit by an ice cream truck when he was 4 years old. It's real tough. His mama went outside. Somebody came in and said, your baby got hit. Bookie got hit by an ice cream truck. She ran outside, snatched the baby up. Now, she wasn't concerned for him. She grabbed him up, told me, that's what your little ass get. I done told you about running. You going to get me put out this apartment. I'm like, really? You're not even going to check to see if he hurt or nothing. You just going to snatch him up. And she whooped him. How you get hit by an ice cream truck and you get a whooping because your mama's scared you're going to get her put out the apartment? That's how ghetto babies do it. We judge it by the wrong standard, man. I mean, but reality is starting to sink in America. They done made weed legal in Colorado. That's a beginning. I think it's a good thing. I think you might as well go on and make everything legal that folks already do that ain't hurting nobody. Prostitution need to be the next thing. Let's go on and get that monkey off our back. Ain't nothing wrong with paying for a little something. Ain't that right, Jay? Ain't nothing wrong with paying, because we all pay for it. So why is it illegal? We all paying for it. Every man know we all pay. We just have different forms and different methods of payment, but we all paying for it.
Right.
Now, you got prostitution. Here's what makes no sense about prostitution being illegal. Mm-hmm. Ladies, y'all understand this. Now, if I go pick up a woman off the street,
yeah,
and I say, hey, let me give you $50, or she say, give me $50, give you a little noop-noop. Now, I got to go to jail if I do it like that.
Right.
But if I take that same lady, pick her up, take her to Applebee's and to go see a Tyler Perry movie, throw $50 on my way out, now it's all good because it was a date. You know what I'm saying? But it's the same woman. We doing the same thing.
For the same money.
Yeah, so what you going to jail for is not taking her to dinner and a movie. It makes no sense whatsoever. I'm just saying. Then we got the, what else going on? We got the Dwayne Wade, Gabrielle Union, little drama.
Gabrielle.
That shouldn't be no drama. Side chicks ain't nothing new. And I'm tired of side chicks being maligned, okay? Side women are maligned, and I think that it's time that we recognize these women
for
the good that they do in the community. There's nothing wrong with side women. Everybody can't be drafted as a first-round quarterback. Everybody can't be no starter. Sometimes you just got to be on the team and work your way up. All the ladies out there, the side chicks, look, I believe in you, okay? You are human beings, and you deserve to be recognized as such. Everybody ain't going to be no starter. Tom Brady didn't start off as a starter. Tom Brady started off as a backup to Drew Bledsoe. And now he got 3 Super Bowl rings. You got to believe in yourself. Hang in there, ladies. Hang in there. I'm trying to raise money. I'm trying to have a side chick
marathon
organization. I think I'm going to organize a parade. I want to have, it's going to be Side Pride Parade.
Side Pride.
We're going to do it at South Beach, and they're going to all get together and have like seminars and symposiums.
I love it.
You know, just get together and talk about.
You're a spokesperson for Side Pride.
Well, I'm going to try to raise some funds and get some sponsorships and stuff like that.
And Side Babies?
Yeah, Side Babies. Yeah. You know, the NBA has a new youth league coming out.
Is that right?
It's comprised of all the Side Babies of the players.
Sponsored by Aluminum Siding. I like that.
Sponsored by Home Depot, because, you know, they got hope.
Anyway. Wow.
Special K.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Performing at the Arlington Improv this weekend.